transcendent, or philosophy is not optional, neither is greatness. There's an entire layer of industries taking advantage of people still growing up. Look no further than your high school teacher, who tricked you into cramming while saying that memorization is bad. And no doubt you know that old saying, "A sucker is born every minute." That just means it's easy to take advantage of a person who is not yet fully educated. The worst crimes of all use psychological manipulation. People who are forced to work on plantations were unaware that cities existed. And people in religious families are just taught the wrong things to warp their view of the world. At home, for easy control, among other things. And at churches, to simply make a sale. One popular church in America will sell you on becoming an angel or a god, if you are really nice. Some churches charge mandatory membership fees, like a gym. It seems normal for people who don't know any better, who think being religious is normal or some height. Even atheists are kind of in trouble, because a normal person does not need a label or a name. They did themselves a great disservice by coming up with one. How do you fix it? Well, first you have to undo the fix. You will need to switch your lifestyle away from stress, poverty, and overwork. You see how impossible that seems right now. More than that, the first 3 to 30 days of your new freedom are going to be filled with incredible doubt as all the toxicity leaves you. But your mind is unable to comprehend books when you are overworked, scared, and stressed out. Even narrated books are quite impossible. Your stressed boss, who may be listening to them all the time, is probably just listening to junk books, action thrillers, that he only half remembers. He's using that for relaxation. You need to start with real books about history of human thought, about people using their minds to transcend what they thought their limits were. Yep, every time you think to yourself, "I just can't," or "I'm not smart enough," that's actually super duper incorrect. That is the work of stress and indoctrination. You are just as smart as the smartest of human beings. And you can understand hardcore philosophy from Immanuel Kant to Slavoj Zizek. In fact, you can understand Zizek, Bukowski, Persig, Alexander the Supertramp much, much better than they understood themselves. They are just broadcasting. Out in nature, you are doing the philosophical comprehension, so you have the upper hand. You have to understand that what you think is your limit is just stress, your environment, your box. If you give yourself 3 months on the Appalachian Trail, which has a little city every 4 miles on average or so it's not that big of a deal, your mind will recover. Become more analytical. And at the end of your first adventure trimester, the length of the thoughts that you can weave will become longer. It will go from about 1 inch, maybe 2, to 6 or maybe 9 feet, the length of a long cow, for those of you on the boring metric system. So the problem is twofold. Yes, you do lack knowledge and you must become a philosopher by listening to books on the trail. Don't go and have an adventure without narrated books playing in your ears. That would only be half the job. But there is a problem. Because you are not going anywhere if your thoughts are just about an inch long. This is the fight or flight length of thought, just about what a scared shitless ape can pack in panic. Prepare your body and mind for many days of doubt as you transition from overwork to philosopher. The philosophers also have a saying, "A force of nature is born every minute, and it drags along everyone else." Bring family and friends on your adventures. You should never go alone. A philosopher is both a student and a teacher, so you will have new responsibilities very soon. After a few weeks, as you recover from a toxic lifestyle, your mind will naturally desire stories. It's actually one of the oldest human traditions. Every great warrior would go on a long walk, and every ancient legend would talk about it. And you, of course, approach that desire for stories with narrated books about adventure and philosophy, which honestly is the same beautiful thing. A proper adventure book just describes a philosopher out on the edge where they do their learning. That is why I mention Alexander the Supertramp. He knew something, he understood something, he was working through it. He would have returned from his adventure as a great being. The thousands of books that are loved by great beings will help you find your path towards greatness. You want to know what the future will feel like. That is the nature of transcendence. It is an upgrade that changes everything. But just from adventure, you will know the gravity of it. You will learn that it is your duty, your responsibility, your mental health, and that all the good things in you and your future self need it. Greatness is your oxygen. It is your power to live, to grow, to persevere. Get up and go buy a backpack and a tent as a symbol. Set it by the door as a reminder that greatness awaits. And open your eyes. Begin observing what your current environment is doing to you. Start asking, is this helping me or is this hurting me? And adventure or transcendence or the challenge of transforming your life is not a question of it being too hard. When your depression, stress, fight and flight lifts, you will cry. Cry about what you have done to yourself through overwork, how easily you were tricked into it, and how powerfully and courageously you fought. Even though overwork, stress, crappy boss, apartment, bills, and mountains of junk you never needed to buy were not even close to what you really wanted, what your body and mind needs for health, for fitness, for sanity, for life and clarity. Please break out of your comfort zone. That is not good for you. Please remember that you are meant to grow all the way up and become a great being. All the choices you make today influence all the life ahead of you. You have to live beautifully. You have to live wisely. You have to aim for greatness. It's who we are. It's what makes us healthy and beautiful and strong. Do not let overwork get to you. You are meant to become a philosopher and a great being.